Okay, everyone, I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, still relishing the magic and miracle that happened during EC2. Today is a very unique day because it's January 1st, 2019. At the same time, every day is a unique day. Every day is your own fresh new opportunity. I wanted to top it right away because that's key. In life, we're to progress, stagnate, or regress. Stagnation is very dangerous because it's too close to regression. So, you know, we can wish to be successful. We can want to be successful. We can push to be successful. But ultimately, it's the invisible blueprint that does it all. And we're in a very peculiar position. If you were at EC2 Evolution of Consciousness Convention, you know that. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's the convention we just had. Doesn't matter how far we have taken it in life, we're prone to regressing the moment we no longer top. What we did was big. And we wanted to encourage everyone by taking that first step. It's 10:14 a.m. January 1st, 2019. And we want to pass to you the momentum generated, topping it. So this is the first of a series of post-Evolution of Consciousness Convention podcasts. I am here with Joe Nicasio. And if you're not familiar with Joe, he's the best-selling author of a book that has helped both startup to top business people. He has coached Les Brown. He's currently coaching Hypnotica. He has helped the birth of this event many years ago. His resume is too long for us to go through it. I want to pass it right away to him. Joe?
Yes.
It's January 1st, and here we are. What is your best recommendation to enter the year in the best possible way?
The best possible recommendation to enter the year the best possible way would be, you know, we've got these visions and we got these goals, and now it's time to break things into projects and get into action. I believe that goals don't happen until we turn them into projects. And so, you know, you want to start looking at, okay, you got these goals for the year. Now, how can you break this into projects and blueprint them and take action on them so you can roll up your sleeves and get to work? I chuckle at all the New Year's resolutions and stuff. Like, what are you going to do new next year? And I do enter new things into my life when I see that they're appropriate. But I am also very much into optimization every single day. I am looking at how can I do this better? How can I take my lead generation better? How can I make my relationships with the people important to me better? And so every day we need to push ourselves. I think there's a challenge that we have that most people – their self-perception is that they're above average. But if most people have that perception that they're above average, that's actually average. So if you really want to kick ass this next year and you really want to make it count and you really want to have your best year ever, push yourself beyond what's comfortable. Push yourself, stretch yourself, and go the extra mile and even the extra mile beyond that, because it's very easy to get comfortable, sit on our laurels, and not make the progress we need. So, you know, get to it. Make projects, roll up your sleeves, and get to work.
Joe, if this had been written in a book, that's the moment, listeners, when you would go back, reread it at least 5 times, and highlight it, meditate on it for at least 10 minutes, and then make that be your exercise today, to pay attention to a pitfall so subtle yet significant. Joe, I would like for you to restate it in a moment and elaborate on it. The idea that most people think they're above average, and that is average. The idea that most people think that they're above average, and that's average. And here is, this is like a virus that grows, because the key challenge is, what if indeed you have a little more than most? What if indeed you have accomplished a little more than most, or very significantly? Then that pitfall is even bigger for you. That explains why many athletes, superstars of sales, of the arts, and so on, tend to not top themselves. So I love this. This is my new premise. I know that I don't know. I will no longer be fooled by the arrogance of thinking that I am any better. And then we'll talk about the polarity, because oftentimes when we do that, we probably also think that we're not enough and that we're less. So I pass it back to you. And please, 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 everybody, sometimes, you know, if you take like people who've never seen gold, or if suddenly we go to a tribe and we give them the most high-tech computer, cell phone, we give them the watches, the gadgets that everybody wants, they won't know what to do with it. They may not even recognize it. There's an old story where they have given televisions to tribes, and those tribes use them to sit, to sit down, like little chairs. So you give a cell phone to a tribe, they probably would use it as a fucking weapon. Now, tribes are very bright. Understand me well. They reach levels of spirituality in life that may be superior. We don't know. And nevertheless, I want to really highlight, Joe gave you, that's a $1 million idea right there. Meaning if one listener right now really registers that and is willing to self-examine, because your answer, I guarantee, will be the same answer than mine initially. Yes, I am above average. Well, we are all very special, but life does not discriminate. Meaning, you know, you could no one who's in the middle of writing the greatest book ever, if it's their time to go, the universe doesn't go, let them finish the book first. So I pass it back to you, Joe. Highlight this, guys. That's your exercise. If today something can click within you, today, not tomorrow, or even as you're listening right now, and you come back to it, and tomorrow you go, whoa. Everybody thinks that they're above average, and it's average.
It really is. You know, everybody's chanting, you know, let's make next year our best year ever. And, you know, hey, sounds really good, right? Let's have our best year ever. Well, if you're going to have your best year ever, I want you to visualize it's a year from now, and you're walking down the street, and you run into yourself. What do you need to see and hear and feel to know that there's been a real, genuine change? If nothing changes, nothing changes. If you don't stretch yourself now, at the end of the year, you're going to live another year just like this last one. And so, you know, we tend to judge other people by their actions, and we tend to judge ourselves by our intentions. Notice, why is it that we're always judging people by their actions, or but we look at ourselves and we have this lower standard. And we need to quit that bullshit double standard, and it's time that we don't judge ourselves by our intentions, and we actually, you know, again, roll up our sleeves and get to work. You know, so if you want next year to be your most amazing year, visualize a powerful destination. What's it look like? Again, you're walking down the street, you run into yourself. The second part of this is, now that you know what that future looks like, we need to take responsibility. So number one is destination. What's it look like at the end of the year? Number two is taking responsibility for that. And I want you to ask yourself, what has a lack of responsibility in the past cost you? Because it's an expensive price. Also, third thing is collaboration. If you want this next year to be your best year ever, that means you're going to need to go out and grow some relationships and interact with people at a higher level. You know, there is no such thing as a rich hermit. Jim Rohn used to say that. And so if
we
want to...
Please say it again. I did not register. Sorry.
There is no such thing as a rich hermit. And so if we want to be successful this year, yeah, we need to know what it looks like, and we need to take responsibility for that. And the third piece is we need to do it with others. And so at the end of the year, you know, we all want to receive more money. We know I want to make more money. But why not set a giving goal as well as a receiving goal? Because you know what? If you want to receive all that at the end of the year, then that means it needs to come from a place of giving to others. And so this means expanding your networks, creating more quality relationships, taking your existing quality relationships and growing them, and also letting go of the relationships that don't serve you. And the fourth piece here is movement. You got a picture, you're taking responsibility, you're collaborating with others, and when you do this all together and you take, you know, not maybe necessarily massive action, but effective action. I see people taking massive action on things that are ineffective. And so when we take destination, responsibility, collaboration, and movement, here's what happens. When we combine that new destination with taking responsibility, we get a sense of conviction. Conviction, because we know where we're going and we're being responsible for it. When we take that responsibility and combine it with collaboration, we create synergy. We're working with other people, and we're creating synergy. And when you collaborate with other people and you combine that with your movement, it creates momentum. And then when we take that momentum, that movement, and get to that new, better destination, that's called real progress. And the most important key in all this is have fun. If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong. If you want to make next year your best year, you know, get obsessed about it. Turn it into a burning maniacal rage, but most of all, you know, have fun with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with going Mach 3 with your hair on fire. You know, if you're going to go fast, you might as well enjoy the ride.
I'm processing it, and I purposely, to make sure that I don't omit anything in my own equation and to be of greater service to others from the different possible perspective, okay? So I'm going to toss some perspectives to you, and if you can give like a one-sentence gold nugget based on your experience. So, okay, now let's say one listener right now is disenchanted because they tackled this too much, too little in the past. You know, meaning they had their moment where they said, I'm gonna change my year, take responsibility, have a vision, but they did it so lightly that it didn't come to fruition. And now they're a touch disenchanted, but somewhere, somehow, they're still listening because of survival instinct. So for all those who, I kind of know that, and if we start, I kind of know that, then we take, like, we reverse alchemists. We take gold and we rapidly turn it into scrap metal, okay? So for all the listeners out there that, I hear you, Joe, you know, I've been there. Maybe they stuck a bit in ego and go, I've done this before, and they don't realize what you said, meaning that, no, they have no sense. They've done it in an average way. That's why it didn't pay off. And they're all disenchanted. So how can they dust themselves off today, not next week, and really go back to the richness? Because, you know, if any one of us that we're teaching go to the other one and you tell me take responsibility, I read that and I heard that 3 decades ago. But today you say take responsibility, Vince, and you know what I'm going to do, Joe? I'm going to go back to the moment I opened my eyes and my first little deviation of being a little upset at so-and-so and something so minimal, or my first little complaint, and I'm going to bring it back to Vince. Take fucking responsibility. You are the one that's heading in the wrong direction. If you cannot afford being a little pissed today. This day is too precious for that.
Yeah, you know, it's the guy in the mirror, you know. If you do half-assed actions, you have half-assed dreams and half-assed actions, you're going to get half-assed results. And so, you know, most of our problems are self-imposed. We do need to look in the mirror. And, you know, all progress begins by telling the truth. And that doesn't just mean telling the truth to others. It means being honest with yourself. And, you know, we're so soft on ourselves. We let so many things slide. And so, you know, and let me give you another perspective on that. I love this quote from Shakespeare. Our doubts are our traitors and make us lose the good we oft win by failing to attempt. So if you're 99.9% in the game, but you got a 0.1% of doubt, so our doubts are our traitors. Our doubts are like our Judas. They will betray us. And even though you're 99.9% sure, that 0.1 doubt will sabotage the whole freaking thing. But there's another side of this, and I was really inspired, you know, how you said we came here to get laid, but we came here and found God. And there's a scripture that says, I'm paraphrasing, but with a mustard seed of faith, we can move mountains. And so if you're going along and you got these doubts and that cynicism, what I recommend is you cast out the seed of doubt and replace it with the seed of faith so you can have that certainty moving forward.
Beautiful, Joe. And okay, we are here addressing right now the fact that we want to help everybody who's listening, not for us, for you. We want to make sure that you do not depart from this podcast without the gold. Okay, take the fucking gold. So right there, you just stated something that I stated that is a whole different level because, yes, I did say, formerly known and actually known as the world's dirtiest pickup artist, we came to get laid and we found God. Now, many hearing this, they go, oh, shit. So that was like a religious program. Oh, wow. I didn't know. The guy with the Mohawk, a businessman. I'm here to make some money. Here's the secret equation, Joe. And then we got a couple more scenarios to run through. I love everything you're sharing. And we're holding each other to a high standard, too. I don't know if you guys can hear this, if you are current listeners. So the point is this. We're on a planet that does not come with owner's manual. Who are we going to be? We're going to let the shortcomings of others and their own sense of God that to us does not click and register deprive us from the experience of I'm alive, there's a reason for it, let me attune to that reason and let me feel connected. We're going to be in denial and bury that question till it bothers us the moment we have a moment to ponder and linger. Many people, you give them 3 weeks without doing anything, they go fucking crazy in their own head. That you know why? Because suddenly you go, alive, what is it really about? Now you're no longer preoccupied and so on. Or are we the type, and God is God to you, whatever it is, you don't like the name, you change it, and so on, you know. But are you the type that we put you on a planet, and you're not sure what is your true origin, and what is your ultimate destination beyond death, and you just don't make some headways, you don't knock on doors, you don't look, you don't outperform, you don't find your own way, you don't live your dream spiritually? Because living your dream is not only I want that kind of mansion and I want that kind of money and I want that kind of job. Living your dream is also who do I want to be to myself? Who do I want? What do I want to feel like inside? So I just wanted to clarify that because that's the core equation. Again, if you don't do it with spirituality, you won't do it with your money. You won't do it to just not turn off or maybe turn off some people. You won't do it with the pussy. You won't do it with the man that you wanted, ladies. So, okay, now we got the next guy, Joe. Maybe he partied a little too much yesterday, or woman, okay? Or maybe he went a little vacation. Some of our guys, they're traveling in Europe. So there's no... Either it's I'm unaware. I'm still living life the way I learned in high school and before. So I went out. I did my partying. I'm hangover a little bit. But I have no clue of higher levels of consciousness. I'm very capable. Maybe you teach me one thing and I teach you 10 things once I get that one thing in place. So there's the person, they're very mainstream, and they're unaware of what we share, and they have a little idea, and they're a little turned off, and they go, oh, you don't need that self-help stuff. Come on, man, you're going to do your year. And then you have the one that they're aware of that, but they're unaware that they're functioning. So for those people who would casually hear this in the background, one is about to turn it off because he thinks he doesn't need that, or she thinks she doesn't need that. And the other one is like, you know, I have people, sometimes they come to me, Joe, I haven't seen them in a year, and they go, that was a good refresher. Forgive the language, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should say it to yourself too. I dare you call this a refresher. Because if you really got it at the first place, you are no longer the person who's interested in a refresher. You want to top it. You want to turn. See, turning $10 into $100, into $1,000, into $10,000, into $1,000,000 starts with an idea. You hear take responsibility. You hear take responsibility, and you don't go like, well, I'm pretty responsible. You turn that into something so powerful that you could see somebody in distress and explain that concept to them, and that would change their life forever. Now you got a commodity. Now you never have to worry about whether or not the money will come. Okay, so for they're either unused to that way, and they still very much operate like model of the world, but they suffer, they're in denial, and they would deny being in denial. Or, you know, they've done a little self-help, and they're okay right now. I wrote a few goals. I was with my family. No, we didn't get wasted. No, the creditors are not at the door. I'm back at work next week, and I've already got a little vacation planned this summer for those people. How do they go beyond, above? How do they get it now? How do they take the gold from us? Take the fucking gold.
Yeah. You know, you're reminding me of a joke. You know, what's the difference between a rock rolling down a hill and a human rolling down a hill? The rock doesn't complain the whole way down. You know, when we were kids, you know, people say, what do you want to be when you grow up? And some people would say, I want to be a fireman. Some people say, I want to be a nurse, or I want to be a policeman. But I bet there's nobody on this that's listening to this podcast that said, when I grow up, I want to be uninspired and unfulfilled and leading a life of mediocrity. And yet, so many people settle for that. So, you know, do you need self-help? No, not necessarily. No, you don't need it. You can continue going on in your mediocre life, in your unfulfilled way, you know, with your little mumblings and complaining as you're rolling down the hill. But, you know, who wants to live that way? Like, success and greatness is a freaking choice. And so, like, look, you don't have to stretch yourself. You don't have to play a bigger game. Like, you can go on and continue being mediocre. And so, if you're listening to this, I just want to encourage you to make a decision to wake up every day and just do the best you damn well can. If you're doing the best you can, like at the end of the day, you know, I love John Wooden, one of the great basketball coaches of all time. He had so many winning seasons. And if you talk to his players that played for him, they won't say he didn't teach us basketball. He taught us life. But I love his definition of success. It's the peace of mind of knowing that you did your best. And if you did your best and you lost, hey, you know, sometimes the other team just plays better. You did your best and they did better. But you can still have a peace of mind knowing you did your best. But what's it like to live your life and not live your best and then have to be apologetic because you played at a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of your true potential? You know, plants keep growing. Humans, they can kind of stop at will because we have this thing called choice. And so my recommendation to you is, if you're in that place, make a choice to get it together and perform at your, you know, because there is a peace of mind in knowing, you know what, I did the best I could. You know, there's a great, Jim Rohn says this. Jim Rohn's one of my most powerful influences. I have many, but he said, you know, if you're making $25,000 a year, and that's the best you can do, you're a success. But if you're making $1 million a year and you're capable of $50 million a year, you're a freaking loser because you have low aim and you're not living to your potential. So I just want to challenge you at whatever. You know, if you're making $5,000 a month, your goal is to challenge yourself to get to 10. If you're making 10, your goal is to get to 20. If you're making 20, your goal is to get to 40K a month. And if you're making 40, your goal is to get to 80. And what's crazy, let me share with you something. I run into people all the time, and they say, Joe, I need to make money. I need to make money. And then, you know, $1,000 comes in, and then all of a sudden they feel fat and happy, and they don't feel like they need to grow anymore. And guess what? The cycle does repeat. They end up spending the money, and then all of a sudden they're depressed again. So, you know, just because you're making money doesn't mean that there's not room for you to grow. There's this idea. There's a book called The Challenger Sale. And, you know, if somebody says, hey, man, why should I hire you? I grew 25% last year. Well, who the hell says you shouldn't be growing 35 or 45%? I'm here to challenge you and say you can do better. And so whatever you're doing, you can do better. And if you have no challenge, you're going to stay stagnant at your level. Again, Eric says this thing all the time, every level has its new devil. And you're at a level. Every one of us is at a level. Okay? And so I just want to challenge you to stretch to the next level. Pass it back to you, Vince.
Well, in all honesty also, I think that I even will admit I fluctuate through extended periods of time or even minimal time. While listening, there probably is still a touch of me that any of those categories. So be mindful that we're all the same. You know, we make a little extra money. What do we do? Do we top it? Do we top it? No. We are fast at being reluctant, thinking we don't need to grow. So we're all at the same place. There's two more quick categories, and then we wrap up. I want you to know that we live the lifestyle. So for me, I'm going Muhammad Ali or whatever example will turn you on right now. We just finished the EC2, Evolution of Consciousness Convention. Okay?
Great event.
I don't want, like we said, to be the guy who just today sits on my ass. And I have been that guy, but no more, okay? No more. So lead by example. Ultimately, we're doing it for ourselves. You're not listening to this for us. You're listening to this for you. And trust, there's always a reason. If you came across this randomly, if it was the picture with my pink hair that got you curious, if you know one of us but not the other, and you press play, there is a reason. It's not an accident. There is a voice within you that wants to be heard. So we are. I am topping it. Okay. The next one is Cosmic Code. I must work on my pronunciation. Until then, it's coming up in June. It's an elite edition again. You can read more about it in the description of this podcast. And if you miss EC2, check in with us. There might still be a way for you to get a recording from it. So we have two more categories. One is desperation. It seems so far out of reach. I know I should do better, but do I even know? I have kind of given up. Desperation. Now, desperation is so intense of a word that it's easy to be in denial there too. Meaning you might not be at that place of desperation. Once Joe was talking to a guy who recognized me, but he was on the street. And I thought to myself, give him some free programs. And then I thought, oh, shit, he doesn't even have a phone. He couldn't even get online, even if I gave him my entire library for free. Even if I tell him, I call you tomorrow to give you a coaching call, I could not. So, but there's always the place where we have given up, where maybe you score high with your physique. Maybe you are doing what you love with your business, but maybe there are areas of your life where you're so desperate that you don't even know that this can be better this year. And then there's the last category, the champion. You talked about John Wooden, and in a way, you are the John Wooden of you're both the Mother Teresa and the John Wooden of helping people with their business, because you have taken people who are, I live with my parents, I'm broke, I'm still in school, or I can't even pay for my school, or I am working a shit job, minimum wage, I come home, I'm exhausted, how can I possibly get in business? You have turned that around, and you're also working with the top dogs. I mean, Les Brown came to ask you for your advice. That's big. You're listening to that. So the champions, what do we, the champion, and we're all a little bit of everything. So last two questions, Joe, if you can combine them in one answer. Those who feel like, hey, you guys, they're almost upset at us because they're like, don't you know the shit condition that I'm in? Never make that omission, anybody. Sometimes I make it. Whenever I have made it, I had forgotten the principle. Maybe it was when I was in a wheelchair, lower back surgery, or we always use an excuse, we pass. Then it, only till I went back to something higher did it start to change. And then the champion, the guy, maybe he threw his own New Year's party. All the guests were super happy. It's top notch, and he's already today. He topped us because at 7 a.m. he was already working. So advice for those two, and then we'll say goodbye until the next time.
So I'm not clear on the two. One of them is the guy that's desperate.
With the inclusion that we're always a little bit that guy. There's a few places in my life, if I stop today, and I'm very honest, a couple little area where even something as simple, you know, I hit my car, I'm fully insured, yeah, 500 deductible, no big deal, I can do it, but it will take one more phone call. I made 3 phone calls so far, it takes one more, and we finalize, and I show up at the garage. There is a reluctance, and I feel a little bit like still sorry for myself that it happened. That's fucked up, you know? So for major desperation or minimal desperation, and then the champion,
gotcha.
All the statistics around go, hey, you guys, you know, I once had a CEO, Joe, who told me, he said, you want to coach me? I tripled my income this month. I replied, yeah, I want to coach you because I think you're worth a lot more than tripling. I think a guy like you, it's you quadruple. And then he was like, oh, you're one little smart ass. Okay, I'll give this a shot.
Yeah, well, you know, for those people that are in desperation, I think it's really good to just know a little bit about my story because I hustled and I made a lot of money. I made over $1 million. And a lot of people don't know this, but I crashed and burned really, really, really hard. And I lost everything. And I lost my health. I lost my wealth. I lost my family. You know, I had everybody scurried away from me. And I had a dark cloud over my head. And, you know, but there was two components. There was a depression because I was in the situation. But there was some kind of seed in me that said, I never, ever, ever want to fail again. And when I declared that I was in business as a business coach, I learned from the best, Jay Abraham, for 7 years. And in 1999, I said, I'm going to be a marketing consultant, and I'm going to help people. And my day one, my net worth was minus $250,000. And do you know how tough it was to say, I'm going to help people build their businesses? But, you know, Napoleon Hill said something. If you failed, congratulations, now you're an expert at what not to do. And I was an expert at what not to do, and I picked up all this expertise from Jay Abraham. And I had people saying, you know, Joe, who are you to coach me? What kind of car do you have? What kind of house do you have? And I said, you know what? I've learned lessons, and I know stuff that you don't know, and I can still help you despite my situation. So no matter how bad it gets, if you can help another human being, if you can make somebody else's life better, you can make money. And desperation comes from, you know, not being able to survive. We need to get you into a beyond survival. You need to have a roof over your head. You need to have food on the table. And you know, once you got the basics handled, now you can start moving towards a higher purpose. It's hard to do saintly work, though, when you're in survival mode. So, you know, get that stuff fixed and just realize that you got to have something burning in your bosom. You need to have some kind of drive and desire. You know, that's what it is. Michael Levine is somebody else that hired me back in the day, and I worked with him for many years. And the difference between successful people and super, you know, the super, super, super successful, we're talking about the Tony Blairs and the Martha Stewarts, and they don't just, they're not just optimistic. They have an obsession, a burning, maniacal rage as if my life depended on it. And you got to kind of get a little bit angry. You got to get a little pissed at yourself. You got to get emotional. Because if you have no emotion, there is no motion. And so my recommendation, if you're in that desperate situation, is to get your basics handled and realize you're here for a higher purpose than just survival. And if you're that person that's already successful and you find yourself slacking a little bit, you know, you need to reconnect with your purpose and your passion, because I believe every single one of us, we're not here to just eat and shit and fucking die. We're here to leave this place better. And when you do that, when you walk through the world and make other people's lives better, it's life transforming. I've had a lesson in this last year that humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking more of others. And when you realize that you're not the only one with magic, but we're surrounded by magic, and we can start connecting to that, there's no room for living in survival mode, because there's more magic, there's more joy, there's more bliss, there's more happiness, and there's more sense of fulfillment. And so that's what I would say to those people is find that purpose, find that burning maniacal rage, and get excited. You know, there are things to be excited about, and now's a great opportunity to do that.
I love that, Joe. We just listened to Joe Nicasio, and a quick contact, Joe, one way to contact you, one.
EmployeeEscapePlan.com. There's a schedule and appointment link at the top of the page.
Repeat it just one more time, please.
Yeah. It's EmployeeEscapePlan.com.
Wonderful. You said the word now a moment ago. Now is the time when it changes. Now is the time when you establish your new blueprint. And we heard also that you got to do the work. Nothing is going to happen till you make it happen. So I pass to you an assignment right now. I've identified what would be for me the one thing that I really should do but seems a little difficult today, and that's what I'm going to do next. So as a final exercise, think about what's the one thing that would be a little difficult for you to do right now, or at least take a step, schedule it, do it right here and right now, and that's how I pass it back to you. Our listeners, more is to come, and we urge you to make sure you grant yourself the gift of the astonishing series of recordings and bonuses that came from Evolution of Consciousness Convention. And it's elite, so you contact us. And also that you're there with us for the next one in June. Inquire about the date. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.